I feel really confined when I just stand behind a podium, especially since I'm so short. All you can see is my head, so I'm going to move a little bit. So what I want to talk today is about the role of fate and destiny and how it is related to your spiritual journey. So there's no doubt in my mind, everyone in here at some point has asked yourself the question, who am I? What's my purpose? And why am I here? Do I see any nodding heads? Okay, good. Okay, so this is tied in to your spiritual enlightenment when you ask these questions. So if I ask you now, do you know if you are on your path, fate or destiny? Can you answer that question in this moment? Okay, I'm seeing some people can. Okay. Now, the way you can tell where you are in this journey of enlightenment is ask yourself, do you have concerns about, do you have fears, anxiety, stress? Are you worried about the future, stepping into uncertainty? Do you sometimes feel jealous of someone else or have a sense of scarcity that there's just not enough? You worry about money? Okay, these are all just components of fear. So when we're in fear, we're in the path fate. So when we have a thought about, let's say for an example, scarcity, just recognize that it's just a thought. It's just a thought, and it's not even a true thought. And when you become aware of what you're thinking, you can catch yourself in old patterns of thought that don't serve you. And these patterns of thought that are really about fear are locking you into fate. And when you're locked into fate, you're stuck. You're stuck in old patterns and you can't move forward into your destiny, into your authentic power, into who you really are. I welcome questions. If anyone has any questions, wow, you've all got it. I'm sorry, say that again. Okay, good. Okay, so when we move out of these patterns of fear, the first thing we have to do is be aware of our thoughts, and we have to be relentless about it. So every time we catch ourselves with a thought where we feel constricted, just notice it and recognize that it's not serving us and let it go. Be willing to let it go and replace it with another thought, something that empowers you. So I always recommend to people that you choose a thought that really resonates with you. You know, maybe something where you say to yourself, I'm a channel of grace. So pick something that really resonates with you and use that as your mantra every time you have a thought of fear, because thoughts of fear are illusionary thoughts. They're not real. They bind us to this physical material world. And we're in this physical body because we have lessons to learn. And the lessons are about becoming spiritually enlightened. So the more we become aware of our thoughts, the more we can move out of old patterns, societal thoughts that don't work, thoughts about who we are, but we're not really that, and move into who we really are in our authentic power. Wow, no questions? Okay. Yes. Well, there's lots of different ways you can let go. And actually, we're going to do a little exercise before I leave here to let a thought go that's not working for you. But the most important thing, like I just said, be aware of your thoughts. Just be relentless about it. And when, you know, some thoughts are just so deeply embedded within us, they become a habit. They're like our default. And so we slide into it and we're not even aware that we're having it. And that locks us into not moving forward in our life. So when you recognize, oh, I'm having that thought, it's like, oh, I can't do this. Change that verb in the sentence to I can and step into it and trust that it's okay to go into the unknown. Trust your intuition, trust your gut feelings, because it's never going to lead you wrong. Your rational mind will, It's always going to try to talk you out of doing something that your soul is calling you to, because it's scary when your soul sometimes is calling you into things. It is the unknown. You're stepping into newness. And so it feels different. It's not familiar, but that's your path. That's your destiny. When you step into that, your life starts expanding, and it'll start expanding in ways that you can't even imagine. You'll start discovering gifts and talents that you didn't know that you brought into this lifetime. Your life will start flowing with more ease. You will no longer wish that you had somebody else's life, because you recognize that's their life, not yours. You know, that you're here for a reason. And the gifts that you bring into this lifetime, and everyone has gifts. Some people say, oh, I don't have any gifts. Well, they're just not looking, not noticing, because everyone brings gifts and talents into this lifetime. And they're yours to develop and share with others. So you're being of service to yourself and service to other people when you're sharing these gifts. So you must share them and allow them to flow. And like I said, your life will change dramatically. Okay, so basically the point I want to get to is the path of spiritual enlightenment is your destiny. So when you think about why am I here, it's to become spiritually enlightened. Everything else that you do, your tools, your jobs, the roles you play, are all props in this lifetime to set up lessons that you can learn. And we often see some of these lessons as challenges. So I'd like to suggest, rather than seeing challenges in your life as something you have to break through, see them as opportunities and ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Because once you learn what this obstacle is, remember the obstacle is illusionary. Once you learn what it is, you break that illusion and that sets you free. So this whole path is going to take you into a space of oneness. The more you let go of the illusionary stuff and step into truth and step into oneness, you'll begin having direct spiritual experiences. Your capacity for compassion and love is going to expand. Your life's going to change. Okay, so what I'd like you to do now is, okay, to think about something that you feel is holding you back, you know, something that's bothering you, some sort of a worry that you may have, and just kind of identify what it is right now. It might be a relationship that you're having with someone that's troubling. You know, you might be worrying about, oh, I don't think I have enough money for something, or I don't believe I can do this. Just maybe a sense that you're not good enough to do something. So just identify what it is that's holding you back that you would like to let go. Okay, has everyone got something? Everyone? Okay. Now what I'd like you to do is to set an intention to release this, to let it go. So I want you in your mind to come up with a simple sentence that says, I'm willing to let this and fill in the blank. And we're going to do a meditation to release it. So I'm going to give you a minute, come up with a simple sentence. So you want to set this intention. So just take a deep breath and relax. And just notice if there's any tension in your head or your forehead, or your face, and just notice it. And if there is, just breathe it out, let it go. Just notice if there's any tension in your neck or your shoulders. And if there is, just breathe it out and let it go. Just notice if there's any tension in your arms. And if there is, just breathe it out and let it go. Okay, and just notice if there's any tension in your stomach area. And if there is, just breathe it out and let it go. And just notice if there's any tension in your legs. If there is, just breathe it out and let it go. And just notice if there's any tension in your ankles or your feet or your toes. There is, just breathe it out and let it go. And I want you to use your imagination because spirit works with your imagination. And there's a door that's opening now. And there's this beautiful, brilliant, white light that's flowing out towards you. It's engulfing you, surrounding you. It's permeating every cell of your being. This white light is compassion. It's love. You're totally safe in this white light. Your spirit helper, your spirit healers are here within this white light to be with you. To be with you, to help you release your intention. Just feel the presence of this healing energy around you. Now I want you to imagine that you're holding out your hand. And within your hand, this little piece of fear, or whatever it is that you'd like to release, is taking form within your hand. It may be a small ball. It may be a rock. It may be something totally different. It can take any form. Just notice it. Okay, you have a spirit. Each one of you has a spirit healer and a helper with you, and they're here to take this away from you. You can give it to them now. You don't need it. Allow it to be released to them. And just notice what happens. Notice that you feel a little bit lighter, more free, because you're no longer carrying this burden. Now you can call upon these spiritual helpers at any time. They're always there waiting for you. Whenever you need to release something, they're there. Just sit in silence and ask for help. And know that all of you are a channel of grace. And when you're ready, you can bring your attention slowly back into the room. Okay, see those smiles. Would anybody like to share what they experienced? No? Okay, you can keep it private, but I have to say, you're really smiling over there. Yes. Lighter. Yeah, and that's how you feel when you let it go. And you can do this meditation anytime that you want to let something go. So when you identify something that's holding you back and you're feeling stuck, feeling constricted, just sit quietly and put yourself into a quiet meditative state and say, I'm willing. Just say, I'm willing to release this. And you're going to start moving into your soul power a lot faster, and your life will start changing. Okay. Yeah.
I use a lot of trail.
Okay, well, that's a good feeling. Yeah, and that's what happens. You feel like you're letting go of all that stuff that you don't need. Anybody else? Yes. Absolutely. That's right. And now you can come from it from a different direction. You can come from it from peace and compassion and understanding people who still don't understand that. And you're going to be of more service that way, because when you are in this place of love, just your mere presence is going to have an impact on people who are struggling with it. They're going to feel that, and that can change them more than words. Oh, thank you for sharing that. Anybody else?
And now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome our speaker this morning. He's an NSAC ordained minister, a CSC minister, and member. He currently serves on our board, and in the past he has served as minister for the Church of Two Worlds in Georgetown. He teaches psychic development and mediumship classes and gives readings in his Fairfax studio. He's also a world-class watercolor artist and teaches watercolor in his studio and on TV. You might have seen him on TV. His paintings hang in Canada, Tokyo, London, the United States, and in many of our homes. So we'd like to welcome our very own, the Reverend Leonard Justinian.
Good morning. What a beautiful day to worship and praise God. What a beautiful day. I'd like to be out painting. But I have to serve God first. Sorry.